Hello, my name is David Macias. The multitude of the COVID-19 pandemic has been devastating since it started. People have filed for unemployment, people are losing their loved ones, businesses and stores have closed, and that has negatively affected the economy. The healthcare workers have been put to the front line, struggling to keep up with the growing number of hospitalizations related to coronavirus. The coronavirus has also canceled many plans for people, like graduation ceremonies, weddings, and more. The coronavirus has drastically changed our lives, but by following the safety measures outlined by the CDC, we will be back stronger. In the wake of the outbreak, many states mandated a stay-at-home order, which caused the economy to plummet. According to the New York Times article, U.S. jobs report shows clear data yet on economic toll. It states that the economy shed more than 20.5 million jobs in April, sending the unemployment rate to 14.7%. Devastation unseen since the Great Depression. For the Great Depression to repeat itself, but worse, displays the severity of this situation, as it is drastically affecting millions of Americans. These people affected have family and bills to take care of, so not being able to go work has a burden. However, this past month of April, many people in states such as Michigan have formed rallies to protest the stay-at-home orders because they need to go back to work. The CNN article, "Protests Erupt Again Over Coronavirus Shelter-in-Place Orders," states that Michigan right now has the third highest death count in the country. It is understandable that people are suffering financially and everyone is in such a rush to get to a normal, but we must realize the adverse effects of doing so. Everyone is panicking because no one wants to catch the coronavirus when a vaccine will be, or no one knows when a vaccine will be available or knows when this pandemic will end. Though we are uncertain, we should remain calm through these dark times. The healthcare workers have been put to the front line as they are struggling with the growing number of hospitalizations. Places such as New York City have been hit the hardest, which was detailed in this article. New York City hospitals overwhelmed by coronavirus patients. Resident warns. The article states, some hospitals in the biggest city of New York State have been so overrun by dying patients that they've brought in refrigerated trucks to handle these bodies. This is alarming and saddening. Though healthcare workers are designed to perform life-saving treatments and prescribe treatments, we must not forget they are human too. These people should have had higher status than celebrities because people put our life in their hands. Masks and gloves have been one of the widely used preventative measures to lessen chances of getting the disease. However, that does not mean we are immune. According to the article, Why You Shouldn't Wear Gloves to the Grocery Store, it states, the gloves itself are only good protection if the person wearing it follows good protective measures, but unfortunately, most people will not. Not a lot of people are educated about the procedures of wearing gloves, which is a major obstacle to combating this disease. When I go to the grocery stores, just about everybody has had some type of gloves on. What they do not realize is that when they are touching this item, then touching their keys, then touching their car door, they have already put themselves at risk of the virus. It also states, gloves do not give you immunity, nor permission to touch everything within reach either. People think that gloves are the solution, but in reality, it is not. In fact, how reliable are these gloves? Because they could carry remnants of the virus in our own hands. It's better to practice good hygiene by washing our hands than solely wearing gloves. As for the mask, it is good to use, but it still raises concern. According to the CDC website, it states, the CDC recommends wearing cloth face coverings in public settings where other social distancing measures are difficult to contain, like grocery stores and pharmacies. This is an alternative to wearing masks, as there has been a shortage of them because of the high demand, of course. However, any type of face covering can cause problems if not used correctly. We use our hands to touch things and our face may get irritated by wearing the mask, so we may try to adjust it. This makes us more prone to the virus because we are touching our face, the place more susceptible to the virus. Social distancing is another term that the CDC recommends during this time, because by standing 6 feet away from people, we can protect ourselves. Coronavirus has not only ruined the economy, but has caused emotional damage to people. A prime example are graduations. These students have awaited this day since they were young, especially high school students. Many schools across the globe have turned to virtual graduations in replace of traditional graduations, which has left many devastated. In the article, students protest Fort Worth ISD's plan to hold virtual graduation. It provides insight to the students' thoughts as they state they should be allowed to walk the stage instead. It's not only graduations, but weddings and conferences that we have long awaited for. We need to come to a peaceful terms and accept that things are not going to be the way we envisioned it. It is okay for us to express our pains, but it is for the safety of everyone that is moved, online or canceled. The world is panicking because nobody wants to catch the coronavirus. When a vaccine will be available or knows when this pandemic will end. Though we are uncertain, we should remain positive through these dark times. We can all slow the spread of COVID by adhering to the World Health Organization protocols, by practicing good hygiene, wearing masks, and social distancing. Thank you.